In Hebrews chapter 9, starting in verse 26, we read this. If Christ had offered himself many times, he would have needed to suffer many times since the time the world was made. But he came to offer himself only once, and that once is enough for all time. He came at a time when the world is nearing an end. He came to take away all sin by offering himself as a sacrifice. Everyone must die once. Then they're judged. So Christ was offered as a sacrifice one time to take away the sins of many people. And he will come a second time, but not to offer himself for sin. He will come the second time to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. We all must die, and then we're judged. Everyone dies. No one gets out alive. Jesus died. He showed his power over death 3 days later, but he went through death just like we will. He died to take away the sins of those that accept the gift. Unfortunately, not everyone accepts that gift. He came for the first time to offer this gift to everyone. He went back to heaven, his home, to sit at the right hand of the Father. He will come back a second time, this time to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. We are waiting for him. And as we wait for him to return, either return for us to take us with him, or when we die and meet him in paradise, we proclaim to the world by this meal that he died for everyone if they accept the gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, it says this, "The teaching I gave you is the same that I received from the Lord. On the night when the Lord was handed over to be killed, he took bread and gave thanks for it. Then he divided the bread and said, 'This is my body. It is for you. Eat this to remember me.' In the same way, after they ate, Jesus took the cup. He said, 'This cup represents the new covenant from God, which begins with my blood sacrifice. When you drink this, do it to remember me.' This means that every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are telling others about the Lord's death until he comes again." Our Father and great God in heaven, as we wait here for your Son's return, or the time that we get to meet you in heaven, we proclaim to the world that he died for them. We proclaim to the world by this meal that he came here for everyone. All they need to do is accept the gift that he has offered. Thank you so very much, Father, for sending him. Thank you for the sacrifice he made to take away all of our sins and the sins of the whole world. We thank you for the opportunity we have to remember him in this way. And we also thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to speak to you and to be with you someday. Thank you so very, very much for this. It's in Jesus' name that I pray.